The first play, you know, it was kind of the ball was underthrown a little bit, and I tried my best to come back and get it because I knew it was I don't know if it was the cornerback or safety, but I seen one guy fall. So then I knew it was my chance to try to get that catch and move the offense a little further to the end zone. But I missed the ball and, you know, jogged back to the huddle. And the very next play, they called a play that was really designed, you know, for Wes Welker to go out and get the first down. But the corner and the safety trapped Wes and tried to trap Tommy into throwing the ball there to get the ball picked off. But Tommy made a good read. All 11 guys, you know, executed the play, and I think that's really what jump started the second half. I don't really know what was going in my head. Really, it was really a nine route, and what I had to do was just clear out to try to get Wes Welker the ball for the first down, like I said. But you know, they both trapped the corner and the safety, trapped Wes, and tried to trap Tommy into throwing that ball. And Tommy made a good read. Like I say, all 11 guys executed, and you know, the play was finished, luckily for six. And like I say, I think that's what jump started the second half.
Randy, this is a vindication for a lot of people were questioning whether or not you can still produce after what happened in the past. How special is it for you, Rachel Rice's record, and what this team has done this year?
I don't really think that me breaking Jerry Rice's record was special. I think shutting you guys up is really what made it special. All the negativity and all my critics. I think that's really, you know, a good feeling to be able to come in and have a good season like this, to have confidence in myself that I can still get it done. And I really wasn't really coming into the season not thinking that I was coming out here going to have a good season. You know, my mindset was to come out here and have a hell of a season. Now, what the numbers were, I didn't really know. I just wanted to come up and play some good football this year, knowing it was my 10th year in the league. So good things happen, and you see what happened.
Man, how about being part of a historical season like this?
Well, I think the only thing that we can do with it being a historical season is really enjoy it for 24, no more than 48 hours. We have a tough game, second round of the playoffs. There's no telling who we're going to play. But, you know, it's the playoffs, and anything can happen. It's really a one game at a time, and if you lose, you're out. So, like I said, I think we can really enjoy this for what we've accomplished as a whole unit, no more than 48 hours, and then we get down to the nitty-gritty and get ready for the playoffs.
The record boy, you're going to cut it in half, give Tom half. You know, it's his record, too.
To be honest, I suggested that. I really did. I really suggested that, and, you know, Tommy was telling me, "Nah, you keep it." And I was like, "Well, we both did it. Let's, you know, I give my kids one half, and you give your son the other half." So, I really don't know what we're going to do with the ball. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be in this position, to be able to go out and do what I love to do, and that's play football. You know, there's certain things in life that, you know, you don't want to pass up, and this was an opportunity that I didn't want to pass up, becoming a New England Patriot man and playing some real heads-up championship-caliber football, not toward the end of the season, at the beginning, the middle, and the end. So now that the regular season's over, hopefully we can continue, but at the same time pick up the pace a little bit.
What, Randy, because of your team's record-breaking season, you guys are getting worldwide attention, not just national attention. For example, we're here from Japan.
Okay.
What do you think of all that?
I've never been in that situation to know that we're worldwide, man, but it's a good feeling knowing that, you know, not just this country, but the whole world, the whole globe, and that's a good thing, man, so I appreciate that.
In Japan, they're all talking about it.
Well, I can't speak that language, buddy, but just tell them we said what's up, man, and we appreciate the support. That's all.
Randy, what makes Brady so special, and when did you sense, because injured a little bit for most of training camp, when did you sense you could have this kind of year?
To be honest with you, the first day I came to New England and took my physical.
Because
I knew what they had here. You know, the coaching staff, Coach Belichick, the guys, the locker room, the success they've had over the years, So I basically done my homework on why I wanted to become a New England Patriot. And, you know, I, like I told you, I love what I do. And, you know, it might not seem, you know, off the field talking on the microphones that, you know, I don't carry myself as a professional. But when it comes in between those white lines, man, I love what I do. And I love playing professional football. So for me to be able to come in and look down the road, I mean, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but I kind of predicted this.
Randy, you used a touchdown celebration. The first one was more flamboyant than the splitting the defense. Why so in that moment?
Well, in my whole career, I don't dance. But one thing we wanted to do, tried to put a little fun. So each week we're going to come up with a new dance. This week was the Tootsie Roll. So ain't no telling for the next week. And kind of got in trouble a little bit by coach, but I hope he looked past that a little bit. But like I said, man, we're just trying to have fun. You know, we are grown mans, but we're still big kids at heart because of what we do. But like I said, I love the game. You know, for us to come out here 16-0, for us to go 0-16, no matter what happens, man, I've always loved the game of football. And to be able to be 30 years old, 10 years in this league, man, to be able to accomplish this, and I'm not talking about any individual awards, just 16-0, man, from a team standpoint, man, that's phenomenal. And it's something that, you know, hopefully, you know, it records, like I said, records are meant to be broken, man, but it's something that we can hang our hat on for now and enjoy it.
Randy, you've had three final kinds of games. We needed two scores in the second half, fourth quarter. What is it about, and Tom really had played his best game, but what is it about him in crunch time? What do you notice about him during some key moments of games, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 15? What is it about?
I think that killer instinct that he has. And you got to really give credit to his mom and dad. You know, I haven't really been around a lot of guys, you know, such as Tom Brady. You know, when it comes to that killer instinct, I've been around really one quarterback that really showed that really killer instinct, and that was Culpepper. And, you know, for Tommy to be able to, you know, to show his killer instincts in any type of situation, I don't care if we're winning, if we're down, you know, he gets sacked, 3rd and long, whatever it may be, Tommy still thinks in his mind that we're going to get it. And that's something that you would want in a leader. And, you know, we look up to him to lead us down that field at any given time. And he's done that so far.
Was there ever any doubt, Brandon, you were down 12 points at 1 point? Was there ever any doubt you guys
were
going to go down?
No. Really, the Giants came out, they came out with some great intensity to start the game. And, you know, that's what Coach Belichick preached all week about, you know, how they were going to come out. And, you know, it took us a while to be able to match their intensity. But, you know, being down 12 in the second half, it was just a matter of time for something to happen to jumpstart I call it a party. And you see, we start partying out there, man. So, you know, hats off to us. You know, I know a lot of people didn't really think that we were going to do it, and a lot of people didn't want us to do it. But in this game of football, man, it's hard to go 16-0, man. So as a football player and as a fan of the game, man, my hats is off to this organization. Thank you.